Hi, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is the most important to people across a variety of topics, and your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential, and they will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. So first, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
All right. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. Climate change?
5.
All right. And K-12 education?
10.
All right. And racism and discrimination?
10.
Democracy?
8.
Reproductive freedom?
Repeat that.
Yeah. Reproductive freedom?
7.
Okay. And student loan debt?
10.
And immigration?
10.
Inflation
and the
cost of living?
Never mind. 10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
All right. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote? What will you rate it right now?
5.
All right. And what is your race?
African-American, black.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, sir. Registered.
All right. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right. And what is the year of your birth?
77, 19.
All right. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Some college?
Yes, I'm about to graduate in January.
Okay. So, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change in issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. Where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you.
5. All
right. And how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel the black
0.
Community has. Okay, so I just need you to complete this so you can hear everything before I put the 0. So to feel the black community has on the scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community. Would that still be a 0?
Yes.
Okay. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Brad Raffensperger?
Never heard of him.
All right. And J.D. Vance?
5.
Andre Dickens?
I'm sure.
Okay, never heard of
her? Okay, Dickie. I'll just do 5, because I think he's somewhere in Atlanta somewhere.
Okay, and Tim Walz?
Never heard of him.
All right, and Raphael Warnock?
I'll give him a 7.
All right, and John Osos?
I'll give him a 7 as well.
All right, and Brian Kemp?
Kemp, I'll give him a 6.
All right. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided, or you don't plan to vote?
If it was today, it would be Trump.
All right. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
All right. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Right. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or more better?
Stay the same.
All right, so no change?
No change.
Okay. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Small difference.
Okay. And below a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now, after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress, and you may choose any number from 0 to 10. Your local major?
I don't have no idea.
Okay, so not sure?
Not sure.
Black voters?
Did you say mayor?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said major.
Oh, I'm sorry, 7. You're local, huh? 7?
7.
Okay. And black voters?
5.
Okay. And Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
5.
And Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
5.
And COVID-19 recovery?
0.
And Vice President Harris?
2.
And below, there's a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential, and we continue the path to future progress.
Wow, that's 8.
All right. And because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
Hmm.
All right. And because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. All right. And because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. All right. And because we demanded funds for HBCU, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historic black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. All right. So we're almost done. And thank you for your response so far. I'm not going to ask you for some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. So please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Bye.
And how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on the scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
0.
All right. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up, and that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
5.
All right. And thinking back of the last 4 years, where you said your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
The same.
Okay. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, or two, lesbian or gay, or three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
All right. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
All right. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm going to independent for now.
All right. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Oh, man, that's tough. I'm going to say Republican.
All right. And how will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired?
Self-employed.
You said self-employed?
Yes.
Okay, let me just go ahead and put that in here. All right, and last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources, before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I said about 45.
All right, so this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation and your time, and have a wonderful day, okay? I appreciate it.
No problem. You did a good job. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Mm-hmm.